Title: Airy Risers from Field Recordings from Scratch with Clean Routing Intermediate. All right, let's build an airy drum and bass riser from an actual field recording, but do it in a way that stays clean, mixable, and reusable. This is the kind of riser that feels like pressure and air building above your break and bass, not like a loud, harsh noise sweep eating the whole mix. We're going to set up a simple routing template first, then turn one raw recording into two parallel layers, an AIR layer that's wide, shiny, and floaty, and a body layer that's controlled, mid-focused, and mono-safe. Then we'll glue them together on a bus, sidechain it to the drums, and finish with proper return reverb so the drop hits harder. Before we touch Ableton, one coach note that will save you time. Pick the right kind of noise. If you use wind, trees, rain, ocean, anything naturally diffuse, you'll get silky air almost immediately. If you use a city street, rail station, voices, or machinery, it can sound cooler and grittier, but you'll likely have tonal spikes you'll need to tame with EQ. Also, if there are obvious words, sirens, or identifiable moments, don't try to process them away. Just find a section without them, or slice around them. You can even use a very gentle gate later, just to keep the texture continuous without hearing literal events. Cool. Let's set up the session. Step 0. Clean routing from the start. Create 3 audio tracks. Name them Riser SRC, Riser AIR, and Riser Body. Then create 2 return tracks, or use existing ones, but label them clearly. Return A is short verb. Return B is long air verb. Now select Riser SRC, Riser AIR, and Riser Body, and group them. Name the group Riser Bus. On the Riser Bus, keep it simple and boring in the best way. EQ8 for cleanup, glue compressor for gentle control, and utility for gain trim and mono checks. The reason we do this is workflow and consistency. You can automate and sculpt AIR and body separately, keep your reverbs controlled on returns, and still treat the entire riser as a single instrument on the bus. Step 1. Choose and prep the field recording on SRC. Drag your field recording into Riser SRC. Find a section that has a consistent texture. You want something that can hold for 8 or 16 bars without sounding like obvious events happening. Set warp. If you want it to stay natural, Complex Pro is a good start for ambience. If you want that slightly grainy, airy, granulated lift, try Texture Warp instead. Start with grain size around 70 to 120 and flux around 10 to 30. And remember this, warp mode is tone control. If pitching the riser starts to sound facey or it loses top end, try repitch for the ramp section only. That can sound cleaner for the actual lift. You can duplicate the clip, use different warp modes, and crossfade so the beginning stays natural. Now quick cleanup on Riser SRC. At EQ8, high pass it somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz with a 24 dB slope, depending on the recording. Then listen for harshness. If it's biting, do a small dip, maybe 2 to 5 dB, somewhere in the 2 to 5K range with a moderate EQ. Then add utility and gain stage. Don't chase loud. Set it so peaks are roughly between minus 12 and minus 6 dB. We're leaving room for the last 2 bar intensity jump later. Step 2. Split into AIR and body with clean parallel routing. Here's a super clean method, using audio from. On Riser AIR, set audio from to Riser SRC, and choose post effects. Do the same on Riser body. Audio from Riser SRC, post effects. Then set monitor on both AIR and body to in, so they're always receiving signal. Now, pull the Riser SRC fader down. Think of SRC as your generator lane. AIR and body are your actual mix lanes. Quick checkpoint that matters. Add a utility at the end of AIR and a utility at the end of body, and trim them so each lane peaks around minus 12 to minus 9 dB before they hit the bus. This makes your bus processing behave, and it keeps your riser mixable even when you automate intensity at the end. Step 3. Make the pitch ramp the classic riser feel. Option A is simple and effective. Clip transpose automation. On Riser SRC, automate clip transpose from something like minus 12 or minus 24 semitones up to 0, or even up to plus 7 semitones. By the end, do it over 8 or 16 bars into the drop. And here's the drum and bass move. Don't make it linear. Let it rise gently, then accelerate in the last 2 bars. That acceleration is what makes the drop feel inevitable. Option B is more sci-fi. Frequency shifter on the AIR lane. Add frequency shifter on Riser AIR. Choose ring mode for airy metallic texture or freak shift for subtlety. Automate frequency from 0 up to somewhere between 300 and 1200 Hz over the build. Keep fine pre small, like 0 to 20, so it doesn't wobble unpredictably. Step 4. The AIR chain. Wide, light, expensive. On riser AIR, start with EQ8. High pass aggressively. Yes, aggressively. Anywhere from 600 to 1500 Hz. This is the only air, no weight lane. If it needs sparkle, a gentle high shelf around 10 to 16K, maybe plus 2 to plus 5 dB. But don't force brightness. A darker AIR can feel more pro, especially in heavier or darker DND. Sometimes a gentle low pass around 12 to 14K actually sounds more expensive than boosting. Next, auto filter. Use a high pass or band pass, add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6, and automate the cutoff opening over time. For example, 800 Hz up to 6K over the build. This gives you motion that reads as lift without just turning it up. Then add subtle width motion. Chorus ensemble works great. Keep it subtle. Amount around 15 to 30%, rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. You want movement, not seasick wobble. For space, you can put hybrid reverb directly on the AIR track at a low mix, like 10 to 25%. But in general, we're going to do our big reverb on returns for control. If you do keep it on the track, try a clean hall or a tiny touch of shimmer. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, decay around 3 to 8 seconds depending on how huge you want it. Finally, utility. Push width to around 140 to 170% and use bass mono to keep anything below, say, 150 to 250 Hz mono. Even though we high-passed hard, this is a safety belt. Now a mono reality check that actually matters. Temporarily put a utility after your AIR processing and set width to 0%. If your AIR basically disappears, you're relying too hard on stereo tricks. Reduce chorus modulation, reduce reverb modulation, or plan to add a tiny mono presence layer later. Step 5. The body chain. Controlled mid, mono safe, punchy. On riser body, start with EQ8. High pass around 150 to 300 Hz. Then if it needs that push, add a small bell boost, like 1 to 3 dB, somewhere between 800 Hz and 2K. Add saturator next. Soft clip mode. Drive around 2 to 8 dB, and trim the output so you don't fool yourself with loudness. Saturation here is not about destroying it, it's about making the mid-range read consistently in a dense mix. Then auto filter for movement. Try a low pass opening from around 300 Hz up to 8K over time. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.4. But don't let it whistle. Add a touch of drive if you want bite. Optional compressor if the source is uneven. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 ms. Release 80 to 200 ms. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're smoothing, not flattening. Then utility. Keep body mostly mono, with 0 to 30%. This is the center of gravity of your riser. Club translation lives here. Extra sound design note. If your field recording has random clacks, footsteps, or sharp spikes, tame them before reverb. Reverb reacts massively to spikes and you get chaotic tails. A light compressor with fast attack just catching peaks can make your long tail sound way smoother. Step 6. Make it breathe with the groove. A riser that pulses with the drums feels more like DNB and less like generic EDM. On the riser bus, add a compressor and enable sidechain. Key it from your drum bus or kick and snare group. Start with ratio 3 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 ms. Release 80 to 150 ms, and set threshold so you get about 2 to 5 dB of ducking. Coach upgrade. Use an ECT key. Instead of keying from full drums, create a separate SCKY track fed by your drum bus. Put EQ8 on it, high pass around 150 to 250 Hz so the detector isn't overacting to low end, and maybe add a gentle presence boost around 2 to 5K so it locks onto transients. Then use SCKY as the sidechain input. This gives you cleaner, more intentional pumping. Alternative pulse. Auto pan on the bus. Phase set to 0 degrees so it becomes tremolo. Rate 1/8 or 1/16. Amount 20 to 40%. Great in the last bar or two. Step 7. FX returns for clean, controllable throws. On return A, short verb. Use a standard reverb. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 20 ms. High pass the reverb, usually 400 to 800 Hz, and then EQ after it to tame harshness around 2 to 4K if it pokes out. On return B, long air verb, hybrid reverb with a long decay, like 5 to 12 seconds, pre-delay 20 to 40 ms. Consider making it slightly darker, then brighten later if needed. Now the classic DNBA automation move. Increase the send to long air verb only in the last two bars before the drop, and then hard cut the send right on the drop. You can leave a tiny tail if the drop is sparse, but if your drop is dense, the cleaner cut usually hits harder. Extra expensive air trick. Put a tiny early reflection space before the long reverb. You can do that by using hybrid reverb and early reflections mode very subtly on AIR, then send that to the long return. It makes the space feel physical without needing hiss. Step 8. Arrangement moves that scream D then B build. Try the 16-bar energy curve. Bars 1 through 8. Air low, body moderate, filter mostly closed. You're introducing texture, not screaming yet. Bars 9 through 14. Gradually open the filter and start the pitch rise gently. Bars 15 and 16. Accelerate the pitch, increase long reverb send, and add extra high pass movement on AIR. This is the commit phase. Then, right before the drop, try a quick mute moment. Even a half beat of silence can make the downbeat feel huge. Or do a micro edit. In the last bar, do two quick 1/8 note mutes on AIR only while body continues. That produced syncopation reads as intensity without adding volume. Also, protect the drop impact. Hard cut reverb sends at the drop, and let the dry body stop a few milliseconds early with a tiny fade so you don't click and you leave space for the kick transient. At 174 BPM, those tiny details are the difference between busy and professional. Step 9. Final bus polish. On riser bus, EQ 8 first. Cut anything below 120 to 200 Hz. You do not need sub in an airy riser. If it's harsh, a small dip around 3 to 6K can help, but don't auto-EQ it. Listen. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 ms, release on auto and aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. If you want controlled peaks, use soft clip. This is glue, not loudness. Then utility. Set final gain so your bus peaks are sensible. Around -8 to -4 dB is plenty. Remember, the riser is there to set up the drop, not to become the loudest thing in the track. Common mistakes to avoid as you work. If it gets boxy right before the drop, you have too much 200 to 500 Hz. If it feels big in stereo but vanishes in mono, you widened everything. Keep body mono and let AIR do the width. If your reverb is at 50% mix on the track, you're probably washing out definition. Use returns. If your pitch ramp is extreme from bar 1, you're spending your tension too early. Save the lift for the last 25 to 40%. And if you didn't duck to the drums, the riser will fight the break and the drop will feel smaller. Now, two advanced variations you can try once the basic template works. Variation 1. Add a tiny needle lane for small speakers. Create a new receiver track called Riser Needle. Set audio from to S or C post FX. Monitor in. This audio version is shortened for playback.